You're listening to SBS News.
Never before has a World Cup required so much infrastructure to be built. 8 venues, 7 of them brand new, all within an hour's drive of each other. But this feat of construction has come at a human cost. Imran is Bangladeshi. He worked on tournament venues in Qatar from 2016 to 2018, 14-hour shifts in the scorching heat. He recalls a day he was injured by a falling concrete block and went to ask his supervisor for some time off.
It's not too much injury. Are you bleeding from injury? I said, no. He said, with too much pain, take a painkiller. I said, okay, you are my boss. I'm not a human, I'm a machine.
Around 30,000 migrants, mostly from Bangladesh, the Philippines and Nepal, worked on stadium projects. An investigation by The Guardian found at least 6,500 died in Qatar since the World Cup bid in 2010. The Qatari government calls that figure misleading, as it includes those who died from natural causes. It says there were 37 deaths on stadium construction sites between 2014 and 2020, only 3 of which were classed as work-related. The International Labour Organization found 50 workers died in 2020 alone, and more than 500 were seriously injured. Amnesty has called for a remedy scheme to compensate migrants and their families for abuses suffered. Qatar has rejected it. FIFA has not responded. Ella Knight is a researcher with the Human Rights Group.
The past can't be erased, but providing this kind of compensation to workers or their families could go some way to helping lives be rebuilt and families move forward.
Qatar's government has taken steps to improve conditions for migrant workers. The kafala system, which prevented them from changing jobs or leaving the country without an employer's permission, has largely been dismantled, as the International Labour Organization's Marie-José Taya explains.
They used to require the consent of their employer to change jobs, but also require their consent to leave the country. So both these restrictions have been moved.
However, some workers do still face retaliation from employers when trying to leave. A minimum wage has been introduced, a first for a Gulf state, although reports of late payment remain common. And there are now limits on the hours labourers have to work outdoors in the height of summer. There is frustration in Doha that the progress made has not been acknowledged. The Emir recently described criticism of his country as unprecedented for a World Cup host.
We initially dealt with the matter in good faith and even considered some of the criticism as positive and useful in helping us to develop aspects of ours that need to be developed.
While the big World Cup construction projects are now over, Qatar has plans to continue its rapid development, and human rights groups are concerned what will happen when the football ends. Ella Knight explains.
We really do fear that, you know, once the eyes of the world have moved on, progress will stop. And for thousands of migrant workers that will remain in the country, hundreds of thousands will remain in the country, they simply can't afford for that change to slow down.
The ILO wants to remain in Qatar well beyond the World Cup to ensure progress continues.
We feel comfortable saying it's not going there's not going to be a backsliding. But it's very difficult to convince others who are not seeing the daily interactions with the ministry of that.
Some of the competing teams hope to keep human rights in the headlines during the tournament. The US squad invited migrant workers to train with them. Yunus Musa is an American midfielder.
When I got the opportunity, I really wanted to come and see who helped build, Qatar, for the World Cup. And to see them and play with them, it was really special, really nice. And I'm glad they really enjoyed to meet us.
As for Imran, he loves football, but says it will be difficult to watch this World Cup.
Whenever I try to memorize my past working life, migration life, I'm crying. We made the Qatar, we made the building, we made the stadium, we made the road. They take our blood.
In Doha, Ben Lewis, SBS World News.